This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. On the occasion of the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh today to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Khajuraho. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of Ken Betwa River Linking National Project, the country's first interlinking of rivers project under National Perspective Plan. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan buildings. These buildings will play an important role in the practical conduct of work and responsibilities of Gram Panchayats, leading to good governance at local level. The Prime Minister will also release a commemorative stamp and coin marking the 100th birth anniversary of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that Vikasit Bharat can be achieved through a fundamental change in mindset which is focused towards making India developed by 2047. He was expressing his views while interacting with a group of eminent economists and thought leaders in preparation for the Union Budget 2025-26 at Niti Aayog in New Delhi yesterday. The meeting was held on the theme, Maintaining India's Growth Momentum at a Time of Global Uncertainty. In his remarks, the Prime Minister thanked the speakers for their insightful views. Union Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will dedicate more than 10,000 newly established multi-purpose primary agricultural cooperative societies, dairy and fisheries cooperatives to the nation in New Delhi today. He will also distribute registration certificates, RuPay Kisan credit cards and micro ATMs to the newly formed cooperative societies during a national conference of cooperatives. These financial tools are designed to provide easy access to credit services in panchayats and promote financial inclusion. These will also enable rural population to benefit from various schemes and participate in the nation's economic progress. President Draupadi Murmu has appointed governors in 5 states. Governor of Mizoram, Dr. Haribabu Kambhampati, will now be the new governor of Odisha. The development came following the resignation of the present Odisha Governor, Raghubar Das. Former Union Minister General Vijay Kumar Singh has been appointed as Governor of Mizoram. Rajendra Vishwanath Arlekar, who is the serving Governor of Bihar, has been appointed as the Governor of Kerala. He will succeed Arif Muhammad Khan, who will be the Governor of Bihar, while former Home Secretary Ajay Kumar Bhalla has been appointed as Governor of Manipur. Congress Party has released its second list of 26 candidates for the upcoming Delhi Assembly polls. The party has fielded Satish Luthra from Shakur Basti Assembly constituency, Dharmpal Chandela from Rajouri Garden seat, Farhad Suri from Jangpura, Rajesh Lilotia from Simapuri and Vineet Yadav from Rajendranagar Assembly constituency. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians are all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star and holly wreaths, and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings to people on the occasion of Christmas. In her message, President Murmu emphasized for imbibing Jesus Christ's message of love and harmony in the lives of people. The President added that his teachings of brotherhood and welfare of all continue to light the path to a better world. In his message, Mr. Dhankar said that the spirit of Christmas offers a universal message of hope, compassion and solidarity. In Afghanistan, unknown gunmen attacked employees of the Indian consulate in Jalalabad city yesterday, in which one person was killed and 2 others sustained injuries. According to reports, a vehicle carrying local Afghan staff of the Indian consulate in Jalalabad was attacked by the armed men. India had shut the consulate 4 years ago, however, it was being manned by some local Afghan staff. In women's cricket, India thrashed the West Indies by 115 runs in the second ODI at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.